This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, September 16th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Carb chair to retire. Growers may soon host wine tastings. Water Board spends $2 billion on infrastructure. And Ag Focus in Trump, UK visit. Carb chair to retire. Climate advisor steps in. Governor Gavin Newsom announced yesterday that Leanne Randolph will retire as chair of the Air Resources Board at the end of the month, and the governor's climate advisor, Lauren Sanchez, will take over. During Randolph's nearly five-year tenure, CARB has pushed forward major environmental initiatives under Newsom's direction. It set mandates for reaching carbon neutrality by 2045, banning the sale of cars and trucks powered by gas and diesel, and eliminating open agriculture burning. Randolph was previously a commissioner at the Public Utilities Commission and held leading roles in the California Natural Resources Agency and the California Fair Political Practices Commission. In 2021, Sanchez took a break from the Newsom administration to serve as an advisor for the special presidential envoy for climate in the Biden administration. Her new appointment runs through 2026, the remainder of Randolph's term, and is subject to state Senate confirmation. Newsom praised Randolph for her leadership, saying she, quote, stepped into this role at a moment deep of uncertainty and never flinched. He described Sanchez as, quote, the chief architect of California's bold climate agenda, adding that her expertise, tenacity, and vision will serve California well. Wine industry celebrates passage of AB 720. California lawmakers have passed a measure to allow wine grape growers to host tasting events, among other provisions. The Wine Institute called the passage a milestone win, saying AB 720 will help the industry at a time of tightening sales and rising competition. President and CEO Robert Cook said it provides, quote, new tools to welcome guests, share their story, and deepen the connection between California wine, agriculture, and community. Water Board allocates $2 billion for infrastructure projects. The State Water Board announced yesterday it's delivered $2 billion in financial assistance to advance water infrastructure statewide. The funding supports about 390 projects to recharge groundwater, recycle water, expand access to safe drinking water, and improve stormwater systems. When complete, the work will benefit more than 18 million residents, about 46% of the state, and add roughly 5,000 acre feet to supplies. About 70% of the aid came from federal programs, including about $730 million from the Biden administration's Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, while nearly $960 million was provided as grants for loan forgiveness. Board Chair Joaquin Esquivel called the investments essential to maintaining momentum on the governor's water strategy. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Officials tout successful China talks but punt on trade. Top U.S. and Chinese officials are walking away from discussions in Madrid with a framework deal on how to proceed with TikTok's ownership, but left many pressing trade issues for future talks. A tariff truce is set to expire November 10th unless the two sides agree to an extension. China has also pulled back from buying a slate of U.S. agriculture commodities in what many see as an effort to enhance their negotiating position. U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer told reporters yesterday that the officials, quote, deferred discussion on trade issues like tariffs to, quote, another time. We were very focused on TikTok, Greer said, although he stressed that U.S. remains open to extending the tariff truce, quote, if the talks continue in a positive direction. Trump will hold a call with Chinese President Xi Jinping on Friday to discuss the TikTok deal, that according to the president. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said the two negotiating sides would meet again in around 1 month's time. While the White House did not respond to a question from AgriPulse on whether U.S. ag exports featured in Sunday and Monday's discussions, a USTR official said they didn't know. Take note, the president on Saturday called for NATO allies to collectively impose tariffs of up to 100% on China over its continued purchases of Russian oil. Rollins talks farm relief at NASDA. USDA is undertaking a review of fertilizer markets, ranging from ensuing input suppliers or giving farmers a fair shake to exploring options to provide relief. Rollins told state ag directors yesterday at the annual meeting in the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture. Rollins acknowledged that farmers are in a difficult spot contending with low commodity prices, a lack of export markets, and elevated input costs. She said, quote, unfortunately, these increased input costs are not limited to fertilizer. The Federal Reserve continues to stick its head in the sand while our producers are forced to borrow money at elevated interest rates. In 2025, farmers and ranchers are projected to spend more on interest in any year since 1988, and that's after adjusting for inflation. Rollins also said, as AgriPulse reported yesterday, that the administration is working with Congress to determine the impact of the current trade situation on producers. The expectation is that the Trump administration will again compensate farmers for lost sales, as the president did during his first administration. You could read more on the issue at agripulse.com. Retail leaders highlight phenomenal growth in organic sales. The organic food business continues to see rapid growth as consumers focus on health concerns. Organic is the North Star, Todd Tillmans, Chief Commercial Officer for Purdue Farms, told members of the Organic Trade Association yesterday. He said it's about 25% of our business growing four times faster than the rest. Tillman said the demand is largely driven by organic chicken demand. Lundberg Family Farm CEO Craig Stevenson said the company is experiencing, quote, phenomenal growth in the organic and regenerative organic business, driven by consumers' desire to align their dietary choices with their beliefs. Younger consumers have so many different platforms where they can actually find information about where their food is sourced, how it's grown, how it cares for the environment. We have to be communicating to them in ways that break through, Stevenson said. Jackson Clare, CEO of Sprouts Farmers Market, noted that customers with specific dietary preferences are often consistent in their purchasing habits, regardless of how the economy is doing. Our consumers, the vegetarian, the vegan, the people who are very interested in organic, they tend to stick with this, Sinclair said. The price of gas going up doesn't affect whether they're going to stay vegan or not. Here's today's final word. It's important to know that we didn't get here in a day, and we're obviously not going to fix it in a day or a month or a couple of months. What farmers, ranchers, and rural communities are experiencing today is the consequence of decades of bad policy and neglect. That's the word of Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins in a speech at NASDA's annual meeting yesterday. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, September 16th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.